You're listening to Newtnia. A private Chinese rocket landed on its own legs for the first time. Landspace landed the first stage of its Zhuke-3 rocket upright on landing legs in Gansu province, China's first land-based booster recovery and the first by a private Chinese company. The feat followed a fiery failure 8 months earlier, and a fire broke out at the booster's base after this landing too. So a full reusable rocket has not yet been proven. On August 19, 2026, the Chinese company Landspace launched its Zhuke-3(Y2) rocket from the Dongfeng Commercial Space Innovation Pilot Zone in Gansu Province, delivered a satellite to orbit, and then guided the rocket's spent first stage back down for a controlled landing roughly 390 kilometers away. The booster touched down upright on four extended legs at a recovery site in Minqing County, the first time any Chinese company has landed an orbital rocket's first stage on solid ground. The 30-second summary. What happened? Landspace flew Zhuke-3 for only the second time and, after placing the Honghu-03 satellite into orbit, brought the spent booster back for a leg-assisted landing on land. Why does it matter? A booster that survives its own launch can, in principle, be inspected, refurbished, and flown again, which is the main reason SpaceX's Falcon 9 launches far more often and far more cheaply than most rivals. What is the catch? Footage from the landing site showed a fire breaking out at the base of the booster shortly after touchdown, and Landspace has not yet reflown a recovered stage. So a successful landing is not the same as a working reusable rocket. Key fact, this was only the second time a Chinese-built orbital rocket has ever recovered its first stage intact. The first came 5 weeks earlier, when the state-owned Long March 10B caught its booster in a net strung across a ship at sea. Zhuke-3 is the first to do it on its own legs, on land. From an explosion to an upright landing. Zhuke-3 first flew in December 2025. Its upper stage reached orbit, a rare success for a debut launch, but the first stage suffered what Chinese state media described as abnormal combustion during its landing attempt and was destroyed. For this second flight, Landspace engineers reduced the number of engines used during the final landing burn to simplify the system, added a function that predicts the booster's impact point for safety, and strengthened the heat shielding that protects the stage during its fiery re-entry. Those changes were put to the test roughly 137 seconds after liftoff, when the first and second stages separated. While the upper stage carried the Honghu-03 satellite the rest of the way to orbit, the booster reoriented itself, fired its engines to slow its fall through the upper atmosphere, glided most of the way down, then fired its engines again for a final braking burn. For landing legs unfolded in the last seconds before the stage settled onto the pad, roughly 8 minutes after launch. Why it matters. Reusable first stages are the main reason SpaceX has been able to launch so often and so cheaply, a lesson visible in its Falcon 9 fleet and in its still experimental Starship program. The company has flown its 614th reused booster to date, and some individual Falcon 9 boosters have each flown more than 30 times. A booster that returns safely each time removes the cost of building a new one for every mission, which is why Landspace, the state-owned China Aerospace Science and Technology Corporation, and several other Chinese companies are separately chasing the same goal. China now has two different rocket families that have each recovered a booster at least once, using two different methods, within about 6 weeks of each other. Aerospace researchers quoted by Chinese state media described the country as having become the second, after the United States, to demonstrate orbital-class rocket recovery, achieved through a mix of state and private programs pursuing different technical approaches rather than a single design. The push also fits a broader pattern of new entrants reaching orbit, including India's Skyroot, whose Vikram-1 reached orbit for the first time in July. Before we overstate the result, a landed booster is not automatically a reusable one. Landspace has not yet inspected, refurbished, and reflown this stage, so the harder engineering test, proving the hardware can survive a second launch, is still ahead. Video from the site also showed a fire breaking out near the base of the booster after it had already touched down, a reminder that even a successful landing can leave hardware damaged. This success followed a landing that ended in an explosion just 8 months earlier, on the rocket's very first flight, so Landspace record so far is one recovery out of two attempts. SpaceX, by comparison, has landed and reused boosters hundreds of times, and Blue Origin has recovered a booster on its second flight of a separate rocket. China's newer entrants are still working through the early, harder-won landings that those companies passed years ago. What happens next? Landspace says the mission moves ZhuKai-3 from a technological demonstration phase toward engineering application, meaning the next milestone to watch for is whether this recovered stage, or a future one, actually flies again. Several other Chinese companies, including CAS Space, Deep Blue Aerospace, Galactic Energy, iSpace, Orion Space, and Space Pioneer, are separately developing rockets meant to land and reuse their own first stages, so China's list of successful booster recoveries is likely to grow before any of them can claim a fully reusable, repeatedly flown rocket. Read the full article at newtnia.com.